and the Mystery Science Theater 3000. Christian, you sent me something. Is Joel coming on here, Joel Hodgson?
Yeah, Joel Hodgson will be on the show tomorrow. He has a new project called Cinematic Titanic, which is very similar to Mystery Science Theater.
Well, listen, I always thought Joel was one of the sweetest souls and brightest men and funniest comedians I had ever met in my life. I mean, the guy really was, to me, a Stephen Wright-type intellect. And I don't quite know what happened to Mystery Science, but he moved on. The show kind of, that was Joel's baby, so when he moved on, it kind of lost the luster for me. Maybe not the funny, just the luster, because I always thought of it as Joel's invention. And I remember the only time I've ever asked for an autograph, I believe, except maybe when I was a child. I asked for Joe E. Brown's autograph one night when I met him at a show, Damn Yankees, at a theater tent in Pittsburgh, which is an odd thing, but it just pops into my head. I asked for Tom Servo's autograph, the robot, and they sent me one. I remember, Sal, that when we were doing the Chicago Tribune and we were up against it, were you on that show?
No.
Oh, well, we were up against it. I mean, on a daily basis, I was being noted to death by guys like Biff Loman, you know, from Chicago, over ring bologna sandwiches.
Biff,
I mean, it was a freak nightmare. And on a day-to-day basis, it could not have been a heavier vibe, a bunker thing. I was beaten down. Nobody watching the show, getting notes from people who, quite frankly, you know, I wouldn't have bought term life from. And I'm sitting there one day, and a couple of the guys from Mystery Science Theater come back to visit, and I'm just in my dressing room, beaten up, empty, in between shows. Got another show to do that day. So you're doing two shows on what is at that point construed, the stink of failed project is on it. And it's sort of like, hey, half hellos, how are you guys? And, you know, a little just beaten down. And then the Mystery Science Theater 3000 book comes out. And the two guys are recanting, and the guy says, what I remember about this episode when we were voicing it is we went to meet Dennis Miller backstage at his show. We had heard he was a fan or something, and he was one of the most unpleasant men I've ever met. So nobody gives you any, believe me, that's one thing I learned, is nobody wants to hear it when you're down in show business.
Nope.
When you're down in life, you know, you get some legit thing, but people view show business as such a, you know, an idiotic kingdom to begin with, you know, that you could be completely getting whacked in show business, and quite frankly, nobody wants to hear your whining because they think you're in the gilded cage anyway. So it was a good lesson. Although it's one of those funny things where you finally meet the guys who you look up to so much, and they find you to be so unappealing. Like Groucho, huh? I don't want to belong to any club that would have me as a member. This is the Dennis Miller Show.